AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is urging world leaders to work together on the coronavirus, climate change, and other global crises. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It's my honor to speak to you for the first time as President of the United States.
In his first speech to the UN General Assembly, the president declared the world's at an inflection point. The only way to move ahead is together.
Our security, our prosperity, and our very freedoms are interconnected, in my view, as never before. And so, I believe we must work together as never before.
Amid growing tensions with China, the president said the U.S. is not seeking a new Cold War or a world divided. But he's also facing some skepticism from allies after differences over the Afghan pullout, pandemic travel restrictions, and other issues. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In his speech, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says we are on the edge of an abyss and moving in the wrong direction. And he said, I'm here to sound the alarm. The world must wake up. Guterres says the world has never been more threatened and divided, and we face the greatest cascade of crises in our lifetime. The House is expected to vote as soon as today on a bill to fund the government, provide federal disaster aid, and suspend the government's debt limit. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats should not worry about Republican threats to vote no.
We are coming together now. Excellence, results, fiscal responsibility, and that takes prioritizing.
Police in Britain are charging a third Russian suspect, a member of the country's military intelligence service, in the 2018 nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy in England. Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were targeted in a nerve agent attack in the English city of Salisbury. This is AP News. Thousands of Haitian migrants straddling the U.S. border are facing some tough choices.
The migrants are at a makeshift camp in Del Rio, Texas, but the U.S. says they can't stay in this country illegally, and it's flying them back to Haiti. Mexico is now busing some of them away from the border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says this is heartbreaking, but in his words, if you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned.
One risks one's life, the life of one's loved ones, for a mission that will not succeed.
He says images of what appear to be Border Patrol agents on horseback rounding up migrants horrified him. An investigation's underway. More than 6,000 Haitians and other migrants have been removed from the encampment in Del Rio, Texas. I'm Rita Foley.
McDonald's says it plans to drastically reduce the plastic in its Happy Meal toys worldwide by 2025. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.